Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
It's Friday afternoon, so you get to do a lot of things over the weekend, and it starts to be fall, and you think about organizing nesting, because that's what happens in the fall, and it's cold outside, so it's time to start nesting. Besides getting your outside work done, raking the leaves, that sort of thing, kind of shutting everything down for the wintertime, it's a good time to reorganize, to go through closets and declutter your house, declutter your life, drawers, cabinets, pantries. So I'm going to talk to you about decluttering your pantry. Let's start with the pantry, because this weekend I want you all to go out and declutter your pantries. We're going to work on the fridge and the freezers later too. But in the meanwhile, start with your pantry. Go through your pantry. Look at all the expiration dates. If anything is past the date, chuck it. If it's something that for some reason someone gave you or that you bought in a whim and you know you're not going to use it because every time you look at it, you say, chuck it. Your pantry should not have very many things in it. It should have some seasonings unopened because the seasonings you use, you keep nearby where you use them. But it should have anything that you use like tuna. It should have your canned beans, your canned fishes, your artichoke hearts and your anchovies and your pastas. It shouldn't have too much else. Maybe if you pack your kids' lunch, you've got some of those kinds of things, chippy things or cereals. But pantries should be next to empty and fridges should be close to full. You want as much fresh food, as much whole food and real food as you can. You want to be able to look in your pantry and grab anything that's in there. You want to be able to reach in and whatever you grab, you can do something with. Tomato sauces, good canned vegetables and tomatoes and beans and sauces, those kinds of things. Things that make you be able to create a healthy meal very quickly. And some of the really good sauces are like the curried coconut sauces that you can find. And you just put those in a frying pan, saute some chicken and some vegetables and throw them in that simmer sauce. And wow, what a great, great meal you can make for your kids in just a matter of 20 minutes. Also, Rick Bayless has a rockin' white bean chili starter that is great to keep in your pantry at this time of the year. And you just throw some white beans in there and serve it with cilantro and lime. It is awesome. And throw a little turkey meat. Oh, it's so good. Okay, this is my tip for a Friday. Have a great day. More show coming up.